Excellencies, distinguished delegates, it is my honor to address today to provide an update on the OSIRO Committee's progress in strengthening and harmonizing its working method. First, establishment of an eight-year review schedule. In 2022, the committee made a significant decision to endorse the proposal of the annual meeting of the chairpersons of the human rights treaty bodies to implement a predictable eight-year reporting calendar once operationalized, which would include follow-up reviews in between. Later today, it will have before it a draft decision to apply an eight-year calendar provisionally for the adoption of list of issues prior to reporting, LOI PRs, and a list of issues, LOIs, based on the target of generating 24 LOI PRs and LOI per year. In addition, state parties scheduled for review or for which LOI PRs or LOIs will be adopted will be projected 1 year in advance. Importantly, given its current backlog, the committee is prioritizing the adoption of LOI PRs for state parties whose reports are more than 5 years overdue. Second, amendment to the rules of procedure. In October 2023, the committee amended its rules of procedure to introduce new Rule 55, paragraph 3, allowing for the examination of state party reports in the absence of their representatives in accordance with Rule 51, paragraph 5 of the present rules of procedure. This change was successfully applied during the public review of one state party, which was represented by the permanent representatives as an observer, where the committee adopted provisional concluding observations and sent it to the state party for their comment. At the following session, the committee in February 2024, the concluding observations were finalized, making a precedent in our review process. Third, enhancing the constructive dialogue. To promote more effective and constructive dialogue, the committee has decided to identify 5 to 10 priority themes for discussion, which are communicated to the state party 2 days in advance of the dialogue. Additionally, to optimize time management, the committee decided that members of a country task force shall limit the number of questions to a maximum of 5 per intervention without sub-questions. 4. Technical cooperation event in Fiji. In May 2024, the committee accepted in principle an invitation from the South Pacific Community, SPC, to organize a technical cooperation event in Fiji in 2025, during which the committee plans to engage with 3 state parties from the region. The concluding observations will be adopted at the subsequent formal session of the committee in Geneva. This initiative is contingent upon full funding from the SPC and the timely receipt of 3 reports from the state parties in the South Pacific region. The event aims to accelerate the implementation of the CEDAW Convention, enhance reporting from Pacific countries, promote ratification by 3 states in the region that are not state party to the convention, and empower local rights holders and stakeholders to engage with the committee. In conclusion, these achievements reflect our unwavering commitment to enhancing the effectiveness of the committee's work. We remain dedicated to making further strides in strengthening and harmonizing our working method. Thank you for your attention.